Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. 2020 has had a strain on all of us. We are wired for predictability, and we've had anything but predictability in 2020. So how can we plan for the future when we have so many things distracting us? That's what Eric will talk about today, plus your risks in retirement. We'll get to that as well. Here's the phone number you need to remember, 800-454-1184. Again, it's an 800 number, 454-1184. You'll hear us talk about the blueprint to worry-less wealth today. Getting this blueprint can help you plan out your retirement. This is something that Eric has put together, and it's complimentary. He's offering it to you today. You can reach out to us at 800-454-1184 to get on Eric's calendar, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And a big hello to you, Eric.
Hey, Luann. So, it's good to be here again and talking about retirement and more. I mean, obviously, we got kind of two open enrollments going on right now. One is Medicare, mm-hmm. right? So with Medicare, this is the time where you can switch your plans. So if you're 65 and older, this is the only time you can change. So if you've been noticing you've been paying a lot more copays, or you've been paying a lot more for prescription drugs and so forth, hey, it might be the time to really look at that and say, okay, is this the right plan for me? Is this covering all the stuff I need to get covered? Or on the flip side, am I paying too much? Am I not using much of it? And why am I paying so much in premiums? Or maybe your doctor changed groups or something like that, and you want to make sure he or she's still in there. There's a lot of things to be looking at. So I'd definitely tell everybody, for sure, you need to go look at that Medicare enrollment. That's one of the things we can actually help people with too. We've got some great software that can say, okay, with your doctor list, with your prescription list and everything else, this is what you should be picking. But at the same time, most people who are still working are usually around this time frame having their open enrollment for their health care and all their benefits. There's a couple things like health savings accounts. Those things can be great. I mean, they can be really good. Start paying for everything, right? So none of us like to do that, right?
Right.
And so, if you go to the doctor, instead of being $10 or $20, it's going to be probably $80 or $90. And then you're going to have this high deductible plan. But you can put away several thousands, $6,000-$7,000 if you're married, with a family, that you can put away into an account that can grow there. And so if you don't use it much, it's great. If you're like me and, you crash your bike and, on a trail and stuff. I'm going to probably max out my deductible this year. So spend my HSA down this time. But, the goal, of course, is not to have accidents and not to have issues like that and build up that money. So, that might be something that a lot of people don't necessarily always think about. And probably the number one biggest thing for open enrollment that's going on right now that people aren't thinking about is the after-tax 401k. So the after-tax 401k kind of started coming back into vogue in about 2014 with some tax law changes. But really what this is it can, right now the maximum is $19,000 or $26,000 if you're under 50 or above 50 and up. You can put often $20,000 to almost $30,000 more, about $28,000 more, into this after-tax 401k. And if your company offers it. And what happens is you put the money in there. It's after-tax, so no tax benefit, right? Mm-hmm. But you can turn around and convert that. And some companies are converting it the day you put the money in, which is great. Some you have to do manually. But you can just turn around and convert that money into a Roth IRA. So you're like, hold on. I can only do $7,000 to a Roth IRA, and that's only if I am under the income limits. But I might be able to do another $20,000 to $25,000, maybe even $28,000 into a Roth through my company. And my company's not really bothering to tell me much about it, right? Mm-hmm. So this is something that if you've got the cash flow, you definitely want to do that. Even if you don't necessarily have the cash flow, I mean, this is something where I'd almost be taking some money out of savings and funding that money into that account because it's after tax. So you're going to have all this money growing tax-free. Way better way to go since we know the government is not bothering to pay their bills at all. So we're over $27 trillion. Just this month that the national debt crossed over that line. Scary.
I know, Eric. It was just 10 years ago that everybody was freaking out when we were at $10 trillion and we had to add another decimal to the debt clock.
Yeah, well, it was just 3 years ago. We had only 19 trillion. We weren't even over 20 yet. So just in 3 years, we've gone from 19 to 27 trillion just in this last administration. So it's crazy.
It is crazy. And you're right. That does mean more taxes in the future. But this after-tax 401k is something people need to be asking their employers about, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then talk to us about it, too, if they have questions on it, if they have it, because it's something not something we make money off of or do anything, but we can definitely help you at least get in there and figure out how to do the Roth conversions. Sometimes you can do it in plan. Sometimes you have to do it out of plan, meaning you have to go into an individual Roth versus one inside the 401k. So there's a little bit of complexity, but it's really not that hard. And for how much money you're going to save, geez, do it.
Exactly. And that's why you're here on the radio every week to explain wonderful things like this. And you're offering a chance for people to come in and visit with you about their retirement complimentary. Tell them about that.
Yeah. So we have a process called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And really, what is that? I mean, that's what everybody goes, okay, it sounds like a nice thing. I'd like to worry less about my money. But, you know, what exactly is it all involved? And so really, it's just a two-meeting process where we first find out what you're worried about. Pretty easy, right? What are your financial concerns? And then the second one, we actually go over what blueprint you already have, because you're, no matter where you're going, you're headed someplace. And so we'll tell you where you're headed, if it's good, bad, or somewhere in between. And then at the end of that second meeting, that's, and again, normally we're charging $1,500 to that, but during these COVID times, we've been waiving that fee. And so what we're doing is showing you all this planning, going through all your stuff and showing you what path you're on. And then at the end of that second meeting, you know, if you want us to help you implement some changes and improve that plan, you know, you can do that. And then that's where we'd actually get paid and so forth. But, you know, up to that, there's no cost. So I don't know why people, you know, wouldn't want to do that. So, you know, if you did want to set up a time, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can just book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Hey, Eric, the Social Security Administration just announced a very small cost of living increase for next year, 1.3% increase. So I guess the average boost to Social Security income is going to be about $240 per person. You know, that amount is pretty hard to get excited about. But let's talk about how we can make sure we are getting the most out of those Social Security benefits.
Yeah, the biggest key there is just having a plan and analyzing it. So sometimes I run numbers for people and it's like, you should turn it on now. They're like, what? Mm. Most people say, wait. I'm like, no, it actually makes more sense for you to turn it on now, because sometimes it does. I mean, lots of times if you think about not getting that money from, for most people, it's 66 and it's getting very close to 67 now for everybody for their full retirement age. And the most you can ever get is at age 70. So the waiting period is a little bit less. But you still don't get that money. So say, you know, you can get it 66 right now or 70. Well, what, you know, what's that number? Maybe it's 2,000 a month, just to keep the math easy, right? So that's 24,000 a year. That's 96,000. So it's almost 100 grand between 66 and 70. Well, how much is that increase? Well, lots of times, usually about 80 or so before you cross over. It's usually like 14, 15 years before that crossover happens, where it would have been smarter to take that money sooner.
Mm-hmm.
But that forgets to include, if you retired at 66 and you took money out of stuff, you lost that money. You had to spend that money, right? So if you throw that in there, it could take more than like 20 years. So again, having a plan, having an income strategy, you know, that's one of the big things to really figure out. And if you text the word income, we're going to send you back a thing for an email. Just get your email address and then we'll send you the link for that report. So if you wanted to get a copy of that, again, the income strategies and retirement report, all you got to do is text 800-454-1184. And you can always, of course, request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be back with lots more.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. So, Eric, I thought we'd talk about some of the biggest potential threats to our retirement income. Tell us what they are.
Well, the biggest one is outliving your money. Hands down, always been the number one fear for people is, you know, having more life than money, as they say. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the old one, which we all heard of, is, you know, having all your eggs one basket type of thing. And so, you know, having that diversification, having that money spread out, that's something that is really critical. I mean, it's tough right now because right now some of the high tech stocks have done so well, and there's never a time when that's ever gone wrong, right? Oh, hold on.
Oops.
Oh, yeah, there was that .com thing, huh? Yeah, you definitely want still to be diversified and probably even more so now. Obviously, taxes are going to go up. You know, if you listen to any political party that says taxes are going down, that's just dumb. We had the Trump tax law that came through and lowered taxes, which everybody loves. They didn't lower any spending, so go figure. We've got a huge, huge deficit. So, but if you cut your income and you spend the same, you have less money. Really? I don't know why the government still can't understand that. So at some point, taxes are going to, jolt back up. And whenever that happens, then that's one of those things where, we've got to watch out. So, there's the national debt has to get paid back somehow, some way. We've been running deficits forever. So, again, these are things that if you have stuff in Roth or stuff that's tax-free, you're going to be way better off down the road. And then lastly is just being unprepared. I mean, just people just show up at retirement, go, okay, I'm ready. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to plan ahead a little bit.
So those are really good risks, four risks that we're going to focus on today. And, as you said, the number one fear of Americans is still running out of money while in retirement. So can you talk about how living a long time amplifies that concern?
Well, of course, it used to be like 60 was, I don't know, at least when I was a kid, it seemed like 60 was pretty old.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, I always remember my grandfather rafted the Colorado at 63, and we were all so shocked and amazed that he was able to do that. And nowadays, I think you have to be 100 to be jumping out of an airplane to get, to be a news story, right?
Right.
And so, it is amazing how things have moved on, right? The definition of old now, I've just been working with somebody who's 88 and she's almost 89. Totally, sharp as a tack, everything. The main reason she talked to us is this one bank was really messing her up, just charging her huge unnecessary fees. I mean, they charge her like $500 to buy a mutual ETF.
Oh my.
That's like fees that are from the 80s or something. So, and it annoyed her so much and she caught the fee and then they did it again. And she's like, hold it. I told you to stop doing this. And right. So, what used to be super old nowadays is not as much. Right. So how do you make that money last that long time? Because, most people are still working for the same amount of time. You may be working from 30, 35, 40 years, but now if you're going to be retired 20, 30, 40 years versus 10 or 15, wow, that money's got to last a lot longer than it used to. And, so that's why you have to have some guaranteed money. I mean, there's been a lot of studies that have come out and saying there's no way to succeed in retirement unless you have some sort of guaranteed kind of somewhat like a style pension income, which you can do with some insurance products as long as you pick the right one. So, that's one of the big critical things I think people need to be thinking about.
Yeah, your money really, really does have to work for you in retirement. And then, you know, another thing that we didn't really talk about, but that this comes into play is your health in retirement. We know, you know, that as we age, health care is going to be so expensive. And we know the number that Fidelity gives us. The average 65-year-old couple is going to pay about $300,000 on health care in retirement, not including long-term care. So let's go over again how you help retirees prepare for these high costs in retirement.
Well, the biggest one is just knowing about it. So many of us get so spoiled with our employer plans that, you know, you're paying, they're complaining, oh, I pay $100 or $200 or, you know, something that I think is ridiculously cheap because it's a small business. You know, we pay a fortune. If you're working for a big company, you pay almost nothing. Well, once you try to retire early, especially pre-65, you can count on easily $1,000 or more per person for health insurance. Now, once you hit Medicare age, you know, you might be down to, you know, $200 to $400 a month or something per person. So it is a lot more affordable. But that, again, doesn't cover all the co-pays and all the other stuff that you have to do. Dental that mostly now is all on you and not insurance and vision and, you know, so all that stuff. And then, of course, long-term care. I mean, long-term care insurance used to be good, but now we've seen the reality of it and it's horrible. I mean, it's absolutely downright awful. People are getting raises on their premiums of 100% or more. Mm-hmm. And they're stuck because you either get rid of something you've been paying for 10, 15, 20 years before you're probably right before you're about to maybe use it. Or you keep paying these huge fees, or you reduce your coverage down, and then you have almost nothing left. So it's not very good options at all. And so one of the things that you can do is there is some alternative products that you can use tied to life insurance, and those kind can be really great for getting you some good coverage that's going to be there for the rest of your life and that they can't screw around with. So one of the things that we do offer is this Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where you can figure out that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all in one short document that says, here is the path I'm on, here's the direction I'm headed. And what we'll do is we'll find out where you're going, and then we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to change. And then it's up to you if you want to take action again or not. So, you know, for the radio listeners, we've been waiving the planning fee for this. So our normal $1,500 planning fee, we're not charging. All you have to do is call 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. At Heckman Financial, their mission is to protect retirees from the high fees, like he was just telling that story about that lady, other risks in retirement. They want to help you create a retirement plan to withstand any type of storm so you can plan for the worst, hope for the best. Again, you can check Eric out on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can find out about any webinars that they might be having. So we're talking right now about big risks in retirement, and longevity is one of them. You know, living so long in retirement, our retirements are so different than our parents and our grandparents because we are living such a long time. Well, then, of course, we know that we're going to have inflation during the time we're retired. Prices are going to continue to go up. So that risk is something we also need to consider, don't we, Eric?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Social Security usually goes up a little bit. You know, there's every once in a while, probably about once every 10 years, there's a year where they have zero inflation increase. But, you know, typically it's 1-3%. The Fed actually says that they're going to let inflation go all the way up to 4%.
Hmm.
So what that basically means is, yeah, Social Security is probably not going to keep up with actual inflation, or it might at some point. But your other dollars are going to need to have more. I mean, you know, just think about what you made 30 years ago. Would you want to be trying to live on that income today?
No.
I'd say for most people, no. Right? So
no.
It's just all that same stuff, you know, the stuff that makes you feel old, you know, when you say, okay, I remember when Baskin Robbins was 25 cents a scoop, and, you know, now I don't even know, it's so expensive. So, so one of those things where, yeah, as that stuff goes up more expensive, yeah, you got to have more dollars. So if you said, hey, I need to live on $5,000 a month in retirement, and 20 years from now, you're still living on that same $5,000, well, ooh, that's not going to be buying the same amount of stuff, and you're not going to have the standard of living you want to have. That's why we have that planning process, that Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where we can help you figure out what should you do about your to get about the income plan, and then what investments should you have? How should you be doing your tax planning? How to get healthcare solved? And then what's the legacy options that you're going to do? So again, if that's something you want to do right now for radio listeners, we're waiving our planning fee of $1,500. So all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Or you can book an appointment online directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
It goes up, it goes down, sometimes slow, sometimes super fast. It can even take you on loops. I'm talking about a roller coaster, but we don't want our retirement to feel like we're on a roller coaster. That's coming up next with Eric. Stick around for more Wealth Creator Radio.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked blueprint to worry less wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is offering a chance for you to create a retirement strategy with him. And together, you'll look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even your legacy plan. Eric can help you create what he calls a blueprint to worryless wealth. He's offering this to you today. You can go in and see him complimentary about this. So first of all, I got to ask you, Eric, do you enjoy roller coasters?
Well, my older sons definitely do. My younger ones, probably not as much into them. I love them, but I do. Every once in a while, I get motion sickness. So,
yeah.
What was it? The crazy one is that Mount Everest ride in Animal Kingdom in Disney World, because that one goes backward and forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, that one kind of messes with me. But no, we actually love to do that. And yeah, no, I mean, I still remember when I was probably 14, I think, a friend of mine, that year we bought. Passes for Great America here, and they used to have this ride called the Edge, which was like an elevator ride. It would shoot you up, and then you'd free fall for a little bit, and then kind of slide down on your back, and then they'd flip you back upright. And that was at the back of the park, so I'm always good about strategy and stuff. And so anytime I go to an amusement park, we always start at the back and work our way forward because everybody's lazy and goes to the first thing they see.
Yep.
And so we went back there with my friend and we rode that for an hour straight. So, yeah, you know, and that can be, you know, that was definitely fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could probably do that now. And definitely if as like, you know, for my dad who's retired, no, he would not be able to handle that at all. So the love of roller coasters does dissipate over time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, and that's what I want to ask about, because being invested in the market can sometimes feel like being on a roller coaster ride, and you definitely don't want that thrill of being on a ride like that with your life savings in retirement. So as you're getting closer to retirement, should we just get off that roller coaster at a certain age, Eric?
Well, really, the correct answer is the word plan. You know, if you had a real plan, really what you should have is three types of money. So the market money is the roller coaster ride. So that's everything in stocks and bonds. And in essence, that's the only option on your 401k, unfortunately. Once you have IRA money or other funds, you know, then you can pick foundational money. So foundational money would be stuff that's guaranteed, can't go away. So this could be stuff from either a bank, insurance company, or the U.S. government. And then you can have some steady income money. So steady income money is typically like real estate funds or debt funds or mortgage funds, some sort of other type of asset class that's not tied to the stock market. So it's not on the roller coaster. It has a tiny bit of roller coaster to it, but it's not on a daily basis. So the benefit of having those different buckets is huge. And that's really kind of the answer. The roller coaster is, as you get older, you know, have a little bit less in the roller coaster side.
What's the risk, though, of being too conservative with our savings, Eric?
Well, of course, it's earnings, right? So when the rates are low and stay low and keep staying low and keep staying low, it's really hard, because especially if inflation's out earning your money, or if you're, you know, I've actually literally had somebody out of a CD renewal from a pretty big bank that's into Stagecoaches. We won't name its name. but they actually sent her a renewal for her CD of 0.0. So they're going to pay her nothing but charge her a fee if she needs to take the money out.
Well,
I was like, what? No. So it looked like she was paying attention and took that money out. But yeah, so you want to have some of that foundational money. Some of that money is guaranteed, but you still want to have some of that roller coaster money. And so, you know, it's really just as you get older, you want to, you know, start flipping that, those, you know, that balance around, right? So, yeah, I think probably for the steady income money, people should have always at least about 10 up to 20% into the steady income. So this is stuff that pays you money, ideally monthly, if not quarterly. And so that gives you cash flow. Now, when you're working, you don't necessarily need the cash flow. You can have it reinvesting someplace else. But again, it's just money that keeps coming in, you know, and that's not on that roller coaster. And then, you know, again, the balance would be between the two ends, right? How much do you have in the roller coaster and how much do you have guaranteed? Well, if you have 100% guaranteed, you better have a lot of money, or you better have a pretty low standard of living, and you can be successful. I mean, I literally have a client that's, you know, retired in Honolulu, and she's loving life, and she wanted to have everything in guaranteed money, and she's got it all in guaranteed, and it's all set. She doesn't look at the stock market or care about the stock market or anything, and she's living her life the way she wants to, hanging out with her grandkids who live out there and enjoying it. So you can't do that. It's just harder, because you're going to have more money saved up.
And this is what you do. One of the very first things that you do with someone who comes in is you look at their income and you look for any gaps in their income and you figure out an income plan, don't you? It's all part of your blueprint to worryless wealth.
Exactly. So, you know, what we do really is, first, what are they worried about? What's their concerns? And what's their dreams and goals? I mean, where do they want to be in retirement, or whatever that definition of retirement is? For most people, it's not having to work. You know, it's not necessarily being on a rocking chair on the front porch kind of thing, but it's doing the stuff you want to do, not stuff you have to do. And then, you know, beyond that, what should we be doing with that money in terms of investments? How am I going to turn this pile of dollars into stuff that actually pays me income now? And of course, the roller coaster, if you're cashing in off the roller coaster and it's on a big dip right now, that's not a good time to be taking the money out. And so that's why you want to have some of those other options. And then, of course, taxes. How much are taxes going to take away from that along the way? Healthcare issues, of course, are big. And then, of course, lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your funds? So, you know, that process is called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And it's a trademarked process that we have here at Heckman Financial. And it's something that, you know, right now we're not even charging a fee for radio listeners. We normally charge $1,500 and we're waiving that fee. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We thank you so much for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who has been doing this for 28 years. He is helping people retire, get into retirement, and head through retirement. He's offering to help you as well. So take him up on this phone call. You can call him and go in and get on his calendar. He would love to see you and help you with your retirement. Eric, what if you're not interested in investing in the markets in retirement? What would be some other options?
Yeah, there are some other options. I mean, there's stuff that's, if you want stuff guaranteed, jokingly use the whole, you know, there's no being a little bit pregnant or something like that, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes people say, oh, this is less risky. And it's still risky. So it depends if you want no risk or less risk, right? So no risk would be stuff like something from an insurance company or a bank. Well, banks, yeah, they're the lowest of the lows in terms of interest rates, right? If you're using an insurance company, I mean, the funny part is I had some people say, oh, no, because I don't want to do an insurance company because I heard this one person told me this one thing this one time about something. And it's like, what? Did you really hear what you just said? You know, that's what I feel like saying. I can't say that, but it's just silly, because it's like, okay, hold it. Just because somebody, you know, had a bad meal one time doesn't mean you never eat again, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. So, you know, and you know, in this one case, it was a lady who's wanting to earn more money. She's annoyed at the banks and she wants to earn more. And I'm like, well, we can get you, 1 or 2% more in a fixed annuity where it's guaranteed and they just pay you an interest rate. And at the end of 5 years, you get your money back and everything's guaranteed by the insurance company. And it's like, oh no, but you can't get your money. I'm like, no, you can. So you got to watch out for a lot of that other junk that's out there, I guess. And then, there's fixed indexed annuities. Those are the really great kind. Those are ones where they're going to let you earn a percentage of a stock market index rate. Now, these things are not going to do with the same as the stock market because they have no risk, right? So if you're going to have no downside and you're just going to get a part of the upside, you're not going to get all the upside because we'd all just do that all day. It's going to be something where more likely you're going to probably average 3 to 6%, 3 to 7, maybe over time. And, what I've used those since the mid-2000s is a bond replacement, because bonds were low then and they're probably about twice as high as they are now. That's one of the things that can be a good tool. And then again, of course, you could do stuff that has some risk, but it is not truly guaranteed. There are some what I call steady income options out there. Those usually pay on average around 5 to 7%, but they're not guaranteed. And so definitely a little bit different profile there. Again, that is why, we do what we do. And, if you want to sit down and just do a phone call with us, a 15 to 30 minute phone call, just to find out what are your concerns, what are you worried about? And then we can see if you want to go through the whole planning process or not. But give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book that phone call online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in a lot of different ways, minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, planning for all the risks in retirement. It'd be so nice to worry less, right? And that's what Eric is here for. He's offering you a chance to come in and visit with him. So we know Eric gets questions every single place that he goes. When they find out what you do, Eric, people, I'm sure, ask you all kinds of retirement questions or financial advice. So I am going to reach into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag and get some common questions from retirees. We are both retiring in about 3 years. We've done pretty well. We have about 10 different retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs. But the problem is they're spread all over the place and we're not sure what to do with these once we're in retirement. We've done a good job of saving, but which should we use for income when we retire? We're not sure what to do.
Yeah, this is a common problem. And I think my personal record was 14 401ks that somebody had. Just one person.
Whoa,
and
really?
So oh my. I didn't need to look at her LinkedIn page or her resume because I could see everything right there on her 401k statements, except for her job title, of course.
But, yeah.
I mean, one of the things is also people sometimes literally lose those. I mean, I had a client lose one and all of a sudden the state found her. Because they had, had a bad mailing address and finally somehow found her and, she had $80,000.
Oh my, there. That's awesome.
I mean, that's a big mistake. I mean, the only ironic part is when she lost it was $40,000. So at least it did good. The one thing you really want to do is combine those into IRAs. So basically for most people, you're going to have two accounts always. You're going to have your active 401k and at least one IRA. And so every time you leave a job, you take that old 401k, roll it to your IRA. Now, the only time you would not want to do that is if you have company stock in your 401k. There are some special tax rules around that. And I actually have one client one time where we were able to save him $76,000 in taxes by just handling that stock differently. I mean, it's amazing if you have that company stock, which is less often now, but you still have some people who have that.
So here's another one. We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. This person also says they want to retire in 3 years, Eric. What should I do to be getting prepared? I don't think I'm ready to meet with a financial advisor yet, but I'm getting overwhelmed when I Google and read articles about retirement. I don't know what to do or where to start.
Well, that's kind of like saying, oh, I've got some ailment, so let's go online and find out. And then you've got, 20 different rare diseases, when you self-diagnose, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I don't know why the person wouldn't be ready to meet with a financial advisor. That sounds like exactly why you need to work with a financial advisor, is if you don't know all these things and you're having to Google them and you find out all sorts of junk on the internet that's often not right or is just salesy. That's the problem, I think, is when people don't go and actually get real help. And, again, it's just like medical advice. Yeah, you can find all sorts of stuff on there, or those dumb ads on TV. It's like, go ask your doctor about this. It's like, well, why should I? I've never had any of those problems. But if you listen to TV for 2 or 3 hours, you probably should go talk to your doctor about 6 different medications, So, right? I mean, that's when you need to have a plan. And, one thing that a financial advisor should be able to do is help you with all these things. Now, you want to work with somebody who's a registered investment advisor. That means that they have a fiduciary duty to do what's in your best interest. And that means they also can work on a fee basis. Now, if they have the term registered representative on their card, that means first and foremost, they have to work on a commission basis. They may be able to do fee-based planning, but they're mostly on a commission basis. And they're not really beholden to do what's in your best interest. So, that'd be the things to look for, where we'll actually go through your what your plan is. Now, you may say, I don't have a plan. It's like, no, you're headed someplace. So we'll tell you where you're headed. We'll tell you what issues you got. We're going to look at your income plan, see how you're going to get money out of retirement. Look at that investment plan. Where should those dollars be and where are they allocated right now? Look at the tax ramifications along the way. I mean, one of the dumb things I think is people who are financial advisors that say they don't do any tax advice. I mean, that's like a doctor who says, oh, I can't prescribe anything, or I can't ever give you any sort of medicine or treatment. It's like, what? You got to be all inclusive. And then we're going to look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And so that's the 5 things, income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. Those are the things that, we want to have you plan for and have make sure it's all set and all up and running. And then if there's some issues, we're going to tell you, hey, these are some of the things that you need to fix. So, if you wanted to book a time just to talk to us and see if this is right for you, again, you can give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag right now. We have another question for Eric. My dad is 78 years old, and we've been talking about his financial situation and trying to get his affairs in order before anything happens to him. I'm learning how unorganized things have been until now, and it seems like every other week he's calling me about another CD he found, or he's remembering some other account. How do I make sure that we are not missing anything when we're trying to account for all of his assets?
Yeah, well, I was just meeting with somebody who's probably said it best. She's like, your parents, you always think they've done such a great job and you think they have it all together. And then you start working with them and finding all these assets and finding all these statements, and you find out things are quite a mess and they're not quite as organized as you thought they were. And it is one of those things where, we all have a perspective. I mean, we're all little kids and our parents are big people in our eyes, right? You always have that little bit there, still stuck in your head. And yeah, it's one of those things where you have to watch out, because, it's bad when they're still alive, but when they're passed away, boy, how hard it is to find assets then. So, you really want to talk to them ahead of this time and make sure that they have it listed out. Make sure you're helping them. If they don't want you to involve as much, it gets kind of awkward. But, just tell them, hey, can you just make sure everything's listed someplace, someplace that's easy enough to find, right? You don't want to have it in some computer file that you can't get into or know where it is, or locked up in a safe deposit box that you don't have access to. But really, you want to start listing all that and working with your parents. And we've actually done some webinars and other things about training, you know, working with as adult kids of what should parents be telling those adult kids and what adult kids should be talking to their parents about. And you know, it is really critical for that communication to be open and really make sure people know what where everything is.
And that's all part of your legacy planning. This is part of your blueprint to worryless wealth, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, you have to make sure that they're, you know, power of attorney and all of those things. I've been through that with my parents and then both of my in-laws. But here is another question for you, Eric. We're reaching into the Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. I'm thinking about canceling my life insurance. My husband and I have accumulated around $3 million in retirement assets, and we're planning on working for another 10 years because we enjoy what we do. All of our children are grown. We don't really have any debt with the exception of our mortgage. It just seems silly to have life insurance at this stage of the game. What do you think, Eric?
Well, yeah, that's one of those tough ones, and I do get that quite often. It depends on what type of insurance, right? So if it's term insurance where you have to keep paying on it or else it's going to go away, typically those start jumping up higher and higher as you get older. Yeah, a lot of times those ones are ones that you're going to probably have to cancel. But often it may be if it's something that's permanent or something that's got cash value, or maybe you even increase it because one of the things you may be leaving behind is some IRAs, which are in 401ks, which are horrible, horrible assets to leave behind because they're 100% taxable. So if you can leave some tax-free assets behind, you're going to be way better off. So, you know, one thing we've done with a lot of clients that don't need their required minimum distributions is we've actually taken those and actually bought life insurance with those dollars because it's so much better to leave these tax-free dollars than these IRA dollars. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it may or may not make sense. All this goes back to having a plan, right? You know, you want to make sure you've got that income plan. How are you going to make that money last? And, you know, how are you going to get that money for the rest of your life? Life insurance can be actually, if you've got about a 10-year timeline, you could be funding those and actually build up some great lifetime income in those that's tax-free. So, you know, that is an option that sometimes it may make sense. Again, investment plan, you know, look at everything out there, guaranteed stuff, foundational stuff, steady income, retirement assets, you know, and the market money. And then look at the taxes along the way. You know, how can you lower those taxes, not just 1 year, but over your lifetime? That's the critical question. Look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, you know, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, if you want to set up a time, just a 15 to 30 minute phone call where we can just talk and see, you know, how can we help you? What questions can we answer? And then we can see if doing the full plan for you makes sense or not. But again, there's no cost, there's no obligation for our radio listeners right now. So if you wanted to go ahead and take us up on that offer, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stick around for some more good stuff right after this on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked blueprint to worry less wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word visit to 800-454-1184. That's the word visit to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So we've come to the time in our show when Eric tells us a wealth success story. It's always a good lesson or a great example of how something worked out for the best with retirees. And like I said, Eric, we're all ready for some good news now. So what do you have for us today?
Yeah, this is a story just about a client that he reached out to me and found me through, I guess, one of the events that we were putting on, I think, or something. But he was about two and a half years out from retiring from a defense contractor. And basically, he's got a nice pension and stuff, but they wanted to retire down in Marina by Monterey. So we looked at some of his options inside his 401k, and he had company stock, so we were able to save him a ton of money on taxes by doing some special tax treatment on that. And then he found this house that was being built, but the problem was, you know, he wanted to buy it now, but he still had his house, but he didn't want to sell his house yet, right? So, you know, we figured out a plan of how to finance it where, you know, he could refinance his main house, get a small mortgage on the second house that's being built. And then basically once he just now finally sold his main house, now that he's retired, he was able to pay off that loan and then just have a tiny loan on his new house. So, you know, we were able to easily figure out a way to get all this stuff done, to get it all planned out. And, you know, I mean, it worked out great for him because he was able to actually retire right on time. He actually moved about 2 months earlier than he planned on. Plenty of time to, you know, slowly move into the house and, you know, get out of the old house. It wasn't rushed because he owned them both at the same time. And we had put enough money aside to make the payments on both and then, you know, have that one sell and get closed out. And, you know, so it's one of these things where, you know, that all worked out. And then also his rest of his money, we already knew his income plan well before he retired. So, you know, that having that, you know, assurance and having that security going, hey, I know where that check is, because probably the funniest one that any clients ever told me was, you know, when he first retired, it felt like Wile E. Coyote when he, you know, is chasing the Roadrunner and he runs off the cliff and he's running in the air and right before he falls and somehow he's able to run in the air, you know, for
forever.
Way too long. Yeah. And that's what it kind of felt like, because all of a sudden you have no paycheck, right? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to make a paycheck and stuff. So it's worked out great and he's loving life and enjoying it and worked out all according to plan. So, you know, again, having that plan is the big thing. So if you want to set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call just to have us talk to you about what should we do, should answer any questions, should we be doing a plan or not? You know, just give us that call and set up that time. So you can either leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show of Wealth Creator Radio. You can always find us on Alexa or Google Home or any of those things where you find podcasts. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.